coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. I told you we had an unbelievable lineup today.
We did, yeah.
Walter, Rob Domofsky, Pete Schwab is coming up. But, the highlight of the day, one of the favorite Italian ladies in media history, Maria Parmigiani.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's great to see you again. It has been how long since we've seen each other? 10 years?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Wow, you don't look that old.
Thank you. She looks good, too.
Your dad, John.
Yeah.
Welcome. I mean,
you're
in the media here in our community, but we were talking before we got this going that you've been in a lot of other places.
And, well, tell everybody what you're doing now while you're back in Green Bay.
Right. Let's hear it.
Before we talk about how I got around.
Yeah.
No, so right now.
And how you just burnt your head on your hair curler.
I know, I've been personally victimized by my curly night. Yes. Right. Curly yes. girl hairs unite. Curly hair girls. Oh my gosh.
That's
I can't
Italian,
talk this morning.
Because I actually used the curling iron at times.
Did you burn your forehead like this?
I burned my forehead.
Uh-huh.
I'm serious.
I believe it.
What, Todd? I'm serious.
Back in the
80s. You.
Yeah, I believe you.
I believe you.
When in the summer,
John
sort of
says
super
like,
humid.
Just to move the conversation on, we say, I believe you.
I did.
I've had to use curling irons at times because my hair would be so out of control.
He's still going on about it, but yeah.
He is, right. See, that's what I'm saying, Maria.
I want to see photos. I need
all right.
evidence.
I can give it.
All right. So right now, I guess just to answer your question, sorry, we got off
that's
on a
right.
tangent.
Yeah.
I'm at BAY. I'm going to be your new traffic anchor.
Have they ever had it? Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Catherine Braccio.
Oh, Catherine Braccio. That's right.
She actually came in to train me a little bit. She is amazing.
That's
She's
awesome.
So smart.
Yeah. I was at her wedding.
You were?
Yeah, I was. I've known her for a long
time. The two
time.
Things
she's
awesome.
Been
at. Yeah. A lot of weddings and a lot of funerals.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's true. Yeah. But I did miss, it was in 1981, which you probably weren't even born then, when Diana got married. Remember that? Where did you watch?
Oh, Princess Diana?
Yes.
Yeah, you were there?
No. I'm just talking about weddings, and I just was tying that in. But we did a poll before you got here. Just wait. No, let me tell you a poll before she got here. We did a poll this morning, and our listeners, just so that you know the audience, because you media people are always like, who am I talking to? Who's listening to us? We are listening to people who would like to have pineapple on a pizza with Diana.
What? Todd, what's he talking about?
Well, okay. You said would our listeners prefer Diana over Camilla?
Right, and we're 95% Diana. Mm-hmm.
And we asked if they would like pineapple on pizza or not.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So far, you're edging me out. Yes, 55%. No, 45%.
So I was telling Maria. Todd? Let me finish, Johnny. So I was telling Maria that our listeners who are listening to us today would like to have pineapple on pizza with Diana.
Oh, that's what they're saying, huh?
Wow. Trying to help. I'm trying to help
like
Maria.
Like a seance?
Todd, let's introduce our guest.
All right, let's start over.
I know, Todd's like, wrap it up.
Sorry, Maria.
This is what my hair looked like when I didn't do anything to it. You tell me if I needed a curling iron to be on TV, yes or no?
No, that's beautiful. That's what my hair looked like when it started growing back from chemo.
There you go. You want to talk about that?
Sure.
Okay, because
that's pretty cool.
You talk about it on Facebook.
Story. So
go ahead. I think it's a very inspirational thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty open about it. So in 2020, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. It was a triple negative invasive ductal carcinoma in situ. And that just, you know, for people out there that's like, oh, what does that mean? I barely know. But it was like...
It doesn't sound good.
Invasive is not great. It was like fast growing. And in ductal means it was in the ducts. And then carcinoma means cancer. So, and then triple negative, it was negative for any hormones. You know, there are some that are positive for like estrogen or progesterone or something like that. Mine was negative for all of them.
So what's... Did they give you a stage?
Yeah. So initially they staged it at 3 and I was freaking
really
out.
Yeah.
And then they did another biopsy and measured it. And then because it hadn't grown in between or something, I'm not really sure. They did stage it back to like 2B or C or something like that. I would have to look back at my paperwork.
Can I ask you how old were you then? Because you're young.
I don't talk about my age.
Okay. Wow.
Can you do me a favor real quick?
What? Go.
Okay, I'll hold on the fort. Take those quarters and go fill the meters.
Yeah, I got
you. Oh, yeah. I'll do it.
21 bucks.
I know what's going to happen if you walk out with a ticket. You're going to go insane.
I will.
I know.
Oh, do you guys pay my ticket too, gentlemen?
We pay our own, I tell you that. Love Civic Media.
So but, obviously you're doing well now.
Yeah, I've been in remission for a long time. Pretty much, I mean, it took like a... probably less than a year to go into remission. I had amazing doctors at this place in Zion. It was called the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, but I think they've been bought out by like the Angels of Los Angeles in Zion, Illinois.
Oh.
So they only dealt with cancer. You had to be diagnosed with cancer to even go there. And the I had amazing oncologist doctor on. I think he's since like taken some time away to work on like research and stuff like that, but he was the head of the team. It was so weird. I'm just going to go off on like a little tangent, but
yeah,
after I
do.
Had my mastectomy, and the mastectomy doctor is also amazing. And now she's working in like, I think Dallas for like, not a nonprofit, but for people who are, maybe like lower employed and, you know, don't have as much money. She's going out there and doing this, and she's one of the most amazing, oncology surgeons. She like circled this, and when I came out of surgery, you know how some of like the marker wipes off or whatever, it looked like a smiley face after, and I just started crying, and obviously it was probably because I was on like Dilaudid or whatever, but I was like, oh, I mean, I took it as a good sign, and it was an amazing sign. They did chemo. I had like 4-hour long chemos. I did immunotherapy, and I've just been in remission, and checkups have been going great.
So. What an inspirational story.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know. Way to bring it down in the morning.
No, not at all. I think this is really important. This is the most important thing we've talked about all day.
Good energy. Do you talk about this?
Yeah.
Are you on it like...
I am so open about it because I realize that there are so many people out there that have been touched by cancer, whether they've had it themselves or had a family member that's
had it.
Everybody
does.
And some people have passed. You know, they weren't... I think I'm so lucky.
Did you find it?
I found it. So how it was like growing into or pressing on some kind of nerve and in my chest. And therefore, like, it was painful and I couldn't ignore it because I wanted to. Because
my aunt
would get cysts. Yeah. And I had taken it to my doctor, and she was just like, oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then it just hadn't gone away, and the pain had gotten worse. Instead of being like an intermittent pain, it was like a constant pain. So finally they sent me for a biopsy.
How scary is that?
It's scary. It's so scary because I have two young kids. And so, and then COVID hit. Yeah. And so it was like isolating and scary. And a lot of my family didn't want to isolate in order to see me. And I had no immune system. So it was like the loneliest, saddest time of my life. And then you already kind of go through some mental health stuff. Like, why me? You know, and whatever, whatever. And then it's like, on top of that, your family's like, you're not important. This is how I took it. And obviously, I'm just being dramatic, but it was like, you're not important enough to me to isolate for me to come see you, which is how it felt, which is, I think, kind of what you tell yourself when you're in a low place. Obviously, they were just trying to live their lives too.
Sure.
We were all just trying to survive during COVID and during that time. So it took me a lot to like get over that too, like that hurt.
Oh, yeah.
We got so much.
I know, right? Way to make it heavy on you. Sorry.
No, but
what a timing was so
terrible. Yeah, the timing was awful.
Better that you pursued that, because there's some people who put off surgeries, and that was not a good idea.
No.
So I'm glad you
we're with Maria Parmigiani, now with Action 2 News.
But your life is much better.
I mean,
you've got a great sparkle in your eye, and you've got great energy. How do you like the traffic, the BAY? I mean, Catherine did that for a long time.
Yeah, she said 24 years. She's amazing.
Wow.
I know I have big shoes to fill. She's got tiny feet, literally. But
there you go.
But I, you know, proverbially, right? Is that the right word? I have big shoes to fill, and I know that. And I'm really excited to help people stay safe on the road and talk about the 41 Project, because that's a big deal. You know, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of closures that are happening. So I can't wait to update everybody, keep everybody safe, and then, you know, help them travel efficiently on the road.
And we've had the director of that project, that 5-year project that's going on. And Johnny and I have been to EAA. I drove down there, I think, 3-4 times just last week. I'm okay with expanding roads. I love driving. I love cars. I just don't think we're going to go to this high-speed rail. Maybe we will. A lot of people want it. But right now, I mean, we like our cars, and I think we need safety. And I think we do a good job with the off-ramps and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I think. But that project, I hope when you explain that you tell people, be patient. I mean, this is going to be worth what we're going through. But it's a hassle right now, man. We went down there. It was raining, narrow lanes, those trucks.
35 miles an hour, probably, at the most.
Yeah. I think it will be worth it. And in, if you're just a little bit patient, right, it's like the marshmallow thing. Do you want one marshmallow now or two marshmallows later, right? Drive a little slower now. Leave yourself a little extra time. I know we're all rushed for time. Yeah. But then in the end, when we have, you know, this big expanded highway and there's so much more space, it's all going to be worth it. And you're going to forget about how annoying construction is, right?
It's great for safety, great for tourism, great for commerce. So, yeah, it's good roads are worth it.
Right.
So, all right.
Well, Maria, I remember back when I was telling Jim, your start was basically was CW, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And the thing is, they would do that every year, and we'd help promote it or whatever, the radio station, but you took that to a different level.
Oh, did I?
You were out and about at so many. It was kind of like when you were mayor. If there was an event, you were there.
Yeah.
I was there.
Yeah.
That was incredible. I still remember that.
Yeah. I remember getting not a lot of sleep, but it was all worth it because it was like such a fun experience. So yeah, I was the first CW star, and then they did it a couple of times after that.
Yeah.
And it was so fun being out in the community because that's where you really meet people. And I'm sure you feel the same. Both of you probably feel the same. And it's like, you're only like a face on camera until you actually meet people and realize like the impact that you can have on them and how you have brought joy to their life, which I think means a lot in like the post-COVID times, you know, because we were all isolated.
And isn't it amazing how much is going on?
Yes. I think so many things.
We're talking about that today.
There's like Blueberry Fest this weekend up in like
somebody who's talking to and they're like, they're not from here. And they're like, I can't believe how much stuff goes on around here. It's incredible.
Yeah. I know. I think people, when they hear, you know, because I've moved all over, when they hear Wisconsin, they think, oh, it's just a bunch of fields with cows. But we do so much, and there's always so much going on.
Or they think, what do you do when there's not football? You know, but there's so much going on. Just even these past couple weekends.
And EAA.
Right. Yeah. Art Street and Art Fest we had here.
And what's this weekend? Isn't Mila Music?
Mila Music, which is like, man, did they hit a home run with
such a winning thing.
Are you guys going? Can I come with you?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
On one condition.
All original music.
And actually, I asked Nina, because Nina was on the other day. You know, Nina Sperano from NBC 26.
Yes.
And I do the Friday night football games with him. And I ask her one thing.
What's the one thing?
Can I put my arm around you?
No. Please bring hairspray.
You got it.
So do you have hairspray with you today?
I do, yeah.
Can I use
car.
Some? Because I have to run over Channel 5 here.
Yeah. It's Moroccan oil. It's expensive. You're going to have to pay.
I'll just use a little bit.
A little?
I put a quarter in your machine.
You did. Thank you.
We'll be back. Maria Parmigiani right after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here with Maria Parmigiani. Do I pronounce that right?
No.
I didn't think so. Go ahead.
Maria.
Parmigiani.
Parmigiani.
Yeah, so Parma, like the region in Italy, and then Johnny, like a guy's name. So until I start getting royalties from that cheese, I'm not going to say I sound like it.
Parmigiani.
Parmigiani.
Love it. Did you ever find out what part of Italy your family's from?
Yeah, I actually have family in Italy.
Do you?
Terracina.
Where's that?
South. Well, it's on like the left side. I have I'm friends with them on Facebook. They're gonna come visit in September.
The left side, if you're facing the map, or if you're
facing the map.
Tell us, Wisconsin. What part of the boot?
What would be the biggest city? Naples.
Probably. Hang on. Let me find.
All right.
That's nice.
Did you ever go over there?
No, I haven't gone over there. I wanted to, but. It's expensive. So if anyone wants to pay my way so I can visit my family.
But isn't Italy, they were losing some population in some of these communities and were actually giving houses.
Oh, for like a dollar.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy one.
I don't know if that's that neck of the woods.
I'm buying one.
He's going to
Northern Italy.
But he's got to get.
Yeah. What? What's wrong with Northern Italy?
I prefer the South.
Well, okay. You know what then? You go buy your own house.
For a dollar.
You can buy a dollar. Fix it up yourself. Good luck with that.
All right. Wow.
So have you brought some of that Italian heritage into your cooking, your lifestyle?
Oh my gosh, you guys, you're gonna be so disappointed. I don't I don't cook. I am a terrible cook. I know. I hear that exasperated sigh of disappointment.
Well, you have such great food, you Italians.
Us Italians, yeah.
And it's
Jim, you could teach her a couple of things.
You could teach me.
I'm not a great cook, but I like to cook. I like to cook. I will say that. But I'm going on a diet August 1st, so
are
I'm
you?
Gonna.
Why are you? Why don't you just start now?
Because I don't know.
Okay.
Because it's not Thursday.
I started now. I started today. We're both gonna lose 30 pounds.
Okay. Are you gonna go on Ozempic or?
No.
Are you gonna like do it for real?
We got a lady coming in.
Oh. She's
get this, Maria.
I'm listening. I'm sorry. I'm also finding you the yeah. So I think Naples is the closest.
Oh, Waylo. Yeah, you are.
Okay. Oh, you're down there. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
There's Terracina that I'm showing them.
Mine family's from way up.
Way up north?
Way up there, Venice.
Oh, so you're practically Austrian.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
I'm Rome. we had a lady on here last week that was on here to talk about veterans helping other veterans, especially the younger veterans, helping the older veterans keep their house up, right?
Yeah.
Porches, windows, whatever.
Yeah.
And kind of recognized her. And she goes, because as I said, I don't think your eyes ever really change. I mean, your body can, your physique, but your body. And she goes, I said, you look familiar. And she goes, yeah, we used to work together. And I'm like, I don't really remember that. She goes, yeah, I lost 195 pounds.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Right? And
here's the best part, though.
So then she said, John's like, how did you do that? And she goes, just really through eating right and discipline. And John said, that doesn't work.
But then
I think
she said,
lacks the discipline.
Then she said, though, I said, what don't you eat? She says, I eat almost all meat, no potato chips, nothing like that, no white bread, none of that stuff. 195 pounds.
Wow.
So she's coming on tomorrow or Wednesday.
She's going to be our coach.
So that's why I don't want to start my diet without talking to her first.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
He's going to just load up. He's going to carbo load.
Have my pizza.
Do you ever feel like almost like hungover from like the sugar and all like the sweets and the salt? Like I get so swollen if I had too much salt.
I get hungover from other things.
Although, would you guys really know?
Yeah, would we know? Right,
we're always feeling that
right,
way.
Right,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's what we're going to work on. So that will be fun, and you can,
I'll cheer you on the sidelines.
Thank you.
That will be
great. When do you start on the air, your first your first traffic report?
August 5th. That's Monday.
And how do you like prepare for that? Like, do you drive around so like you know the roads? Do you feel the congestion? You got to admit, when those roads go to two lanes and they don't put a lot of shoulder on there, and there's trucks, those are pretty narrow.
I want to preface this by saying I am not in charge of the roads. I feel like you keep coming at me with like the roads and like the two lanes. I'm not in charge of that.
I report it.
Okay. I want to make that clear.
I'm
not the one who tells them to close it.
I need to talk to that Maria Parmesan. There's no galling shoulder there. And I had my tractor on there. I lost half my hay bale there coming up to the damn roads. When's she going to widen those dang things out?
Okay. I just report
Have her
on
give
it.
Me a call. 920.
No,
so, I right now I commute from Fond du Lac until I move up closer. So I'm driving on these roads just like everybody else. And I'm there. I'm witnessing it. I'm getting annoyed that I can't get on College Avenue because even though we report that it was the on-ramp was closed, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
But we get information from the DOT. We look at their websites. We check other things. Viewers write in if there's like an accident or something and that, we compile all that. And
I will say the DOT is pretty good about advance notice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. They're very good about that. So we just have to make sure that we report it to you and you guys hear it.
Yeah.
So in your experience now, since I saw you last, were you a news reporter? Were you a weather person? What have you been doing out in Arizona and North Carolina and all these places?
I was actually on lifestyle shows.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is my first time having to wake up since I worked in Green Bay last at like 1:30 in the morning. Wow. Yeah.
Like what are lifestyle, like Robin Leach stuff or what?
No, like what you're going to do later.
Leach has been dead for 27 years.
Lifestyle the rich and famous.
That's the only thing.
Champagne taste and a beer budget.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I was asking.
First time Leach has been mentioned since 1989. The last time.
And he died after 1989.
Right, exactly.
Rest in peace.
Robin Leach died today. Yes.
Wow. The mayor says he's very sad.
Aww. Check out this luxurious yacht. That looks yummy.
We're in the mayor's home. It's a four-level home.
Back to my question before I was rudely interrupted. What this lifestyle, what did you do in your lifestyle?
There are long-form interviews with local businesses or nonprofits or, you know, any events coming up where they can just come on and they can talk about it. You know, I interviewed people looking for foster parents or, like, I joke and I say, like...
Kind of like what we do, basically.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I say, like, cat fashion shows a lot mixed with, like, some serious stuff.
Local flavor, though.
Local. It's all hyper-local.
That's what we like.
Yeah. So then the people in the community can really get in, you know, whether it's a coffee shop or, you know...
That's great. The country has lost a lot of that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people... Newspapers got picked up and some of you TV stations got picked up by bigger companies. And that is not good for politics, for people running for office. It's just, you want to have that local. I'm glad you did that. I hope you incorporate a little of that into your traffic stuff too, because I think the local community, and that's why Johnny and I are here and Todd, is to really elevate what's going on in the local community. And I think we need that.
Yeah. I mean, you and I were talking a little bit off air, and when we both find it, all three of us find it so important to be part of the community, because you're just a face on the screen.
Yep. Right.
Until you get out there and you actually meet the people who you're impacting.
I'm a firm believer, if you're going to depend on those people to give you ratings or whatever, then you got to go to them. Mm-hmm. They don't have to come to you.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Firm believer in that.
Should we start a letter writing campaign to Maria Parmesan to do lifestyle as well as traffic?
You know what? I write worse than I cook. Can I type it up?
Wow. Okay. Maria, thank you so much for being here.
Such a disappointing person, right?
I just want to say something. What an inspiration you are when you talked about your other issues with cancer. You need to get that message out a bunch about getting checked, getting all those things taken care of. Yeah. So important.
So important.
So important. All right. Best of luck with your new career.
Thank you.
Somehow we can get you on here again.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. What time do you get done with work?
Noon.
All
right. August 5th.
Yeah, this is the last time we're going to have Maria on.
I'll sneak out during my lunch break.
Thank you so much. We're going to send it a break. I have to run. I got to go do the show over at Channel 5 right now. Pete Schwab will be taking my place with the mayor. See you.
Bye.
Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. We have got, man, I'm excited for this guy coming on. I haven't had you on for a while here, Pete. Pete Schwab, host of, I put Nightline when I talked about you earlier, and all we went off on this big Ted Koble tangent, so we're going to come back to Nightlight with Pete Schwab. And how are you doing, Pete? Welcome.
Doing very well, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, this is great. Hey, you mentioned in your the little news clip, Leslie Uggams. I've met her. Leslie Uggams.
Oh, really?
She was in Green Bay at the Carlton. You familiar with that place? We had tons of entertainers here over the years. I worked there when I was at St. Norbert back in the 80s. Actually, late 70s, 80s. Anyway, yes. She's 81?
I guess so.
Oh,
you know,
man.
She was in another film recently, too. She was in American Fiction, which was really good, and she was really good in it. And I didn't even know, Jim, that she was still alive, to be honest. I had not heard of her in years.
Jim is every time we talk about great female singers, every time, names like Whitney Houston come up, Celine Dion, as Jim Schmidt calls her. But he always says, my favorite is Leslie Uggams.
She was great. She was very friendly. I was a lighting guy, so yeah, I liked when they treat the staff well, and she was one of the nicer people.
Why were you a lighting guy? When did you do that?
Well, the Carlton started in Two Rivers on the lakeshore in 74 or 5, and then he opened up a place in Green Bay, and then I was at St. Norbert then, so I worked, did the lighting there, and then he went out to Minneapolis, and I did a little bit out there, but that wasn't my thing. So anyway, so I have got a box full of autographs from, that's why it saddens me when, you still there, Pete? Maybe not. Like when Milton Berle died, and I knew all those people, and that Joe from the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were all in Green Bay over time, so I kept all their autographs and just great, great, great times. Hey, what do you have coming up in your show, Pete? You've got all the exciting stuff now. I'm talking history.
I do not have Leslie Uggams, unfortunately. But, yeah, we've got some good guests this week. Steve Cochran, radio personality, will be on the show tonight. And comedian Zane Lamprey will be with me tonight. We'll be talking about his tour through Wisconsin. And then tomorrow night, comedian Madison-based comedian Mike Mercury will be on talking about Madison Comedy Week, which starts next week. And then I have an Emmy-winning comedian named Dwayne Kennedy, who's very funny, on Wednesday. And Terry Barr will be with me, as usual, on Friday.
Yeah.
Terry brings every week, every Friday, I'm introduced to new music. And I always talk about this on the show. Like, when you get to be older, it's harder to find new bands. And Terry does that for us every week. She brings really good music.
Hey, I love comedians. Like, do you have a favorite?
I mean,
you got to be careful because you're in the industry, so they're going to hold you against it. But who are some of your favorites? Let me reword that.
There's so many, but I would say my go-to is Brian Regan. I don't know if you've ever heard him, but he's been around forever. He's very like squeaky clean. But if you have not seen Brian Regan, you got to check him out. He's really, really funny.
Todd, my daughter loves this guy. He was at the Meyer Theater, but now he's big now. From Illinois, his parents were attorneys. Kind of went through, you know, had a little cocaine vodka episode, got divorced, and now he's like doing fine. John Mulaney.
Oh, John Mulaney. Yeah. John's great. I don't know him, but yeah, he's very funny. Yeah.
He's very funny. And he did quite a bit at Madison, which is cool.
We have great, I had a comic on last week named Pat McGann, who is just taking off. He's starting to sell out theaters and, he's, for the most part, really clean, very funny guy. Dwayne, coming up on Wednesday, is great. My friend Tom Lennon will probably be on the show next week. I love, like on Nightlight, I love the emphasis, like at the end of the day, to be on comedy. So you could kind of say WGBW and WISS have that all day. You guys start things off at 6 a.m. and then we close up shop with Nightlight with some comedy. It's fun.
How fun is that? And that, two or three times just in this couple minutes, you've mentioned clean. So you can still do comedy and be clean.
Yeah, you can. And I'm not prudish in any way. I don't care if you're dirty or whatever, but if you can't be funny without being clean first, I don't think, to me, that's a sign of a good comic, is someone who's just funny, whether you're clean or dirty.
Yeah.
And you're not just using dirty words as shock or something like that.
Yeah.
Cause I like both, but yeah, clean. I think if you do clean comedy, you're going to go a little farther, at least get more exposure on TV.
So Madison has a comedy festival. Did you?
Yeah, there's like something like 20 or 30 venues.
Oh God, that's
and yeah. And a guy that was on my show last week, talked about it. Eric Snell. I have to look him up. I didn't know him. This is the first time I met him, but, Jake Snell, and he's, started doing stand up in Madison years ago. And he and some of his buddies started this great festival. And Johnny Beaner, who's a stand-up comic who's been on Nightlight several times, is involved in it. It's a great, like, kind of organic comedy fest, and it's very Madison. It's great.
That's going to be awesome. Where are you right now? You look like you're in some New York apartment.
Just
baby grand piano. Really?
Yeah, it's just my man cave.
Dude. I need a raise.
Sheila actually texted in. She said, "Hey, I see Pete has a piano. Can he play us something?"
There you go.
not well, Sheila. Swing on by and have at it. Rip off some Scott Joplin if you like. I'm not very good at the piano.
That is that looks good. Hey, how getting your guests, right? I mean, you're statewide, 7 to 9 at night, right?
Yeah.
See, they clip our wings here. We just go to Oshkosh. Oshkosh is great, but Appleton and we have a great listening audience, but how do you get your guests? I know you have pretty good history though of theater comedy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I just, honestly, I'm always looking for fun Wisconsin guests too, but I do have a lot of guests from all around, just people I've met over my career or people who will say, you know, you got to have this guy on, good referrals that way. But, yeah, it's, I mean, I've noticed, I don't know about you, Jim, but since I've been doing this gig, the hardest part of it is finding guests, or at least, you know,
new guests that are interesting. So I try to find really cool people from Wisconsin, try to mix it up with some nationwide guests, and whatever is entertaining on Nightlight is what we're all about.
You haven't been on in a while,
by the way.
I just gave Jim a look because, Pete, I have to say this, and Jim, you'll agree, these guys don't know anything about booking guests. So
can't show up.
They show up. Who's on today?
Who's on? Give us a list. Can you send me that list the day before so I can do a little? Yes. I have my show, which is a little bit easier because it's only like you're on every night for 2 hours. I mean, that's a lot of guests, yeah. And we're on every day for 3 hours. My show on Sunday is just from 1 to 2, and that's not as difficult, especially now that we're getting into the political season. So we just had Tony Weed on, and I've got Andre Jacques coming on, and I enjoy talking politics like you enjoy talking music, and mine's just 1 hour a week, whereas I can see when you get 10 hours, that's a little more challenging. But you seem to get great guests. What's that?
You're short a guest today there, Jim. Where's your partner in crime?
Johnny?
The Robin to your Batman, yeah.
Yeah.
He got hung up in his tights.
I would be the Batman, yeah.
It happens.
You know, Johnny's always working on a side hustle, but now it's interfering with our show. He's over at Channel 5 doing their farm report or something.
No, the Local 5 Live.
Oh, the Local 5 Live. Sorry, John.
Yeah, so he's.
I would love to do a farm report. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I just love to go out there and spew numbers and say things and see if people believe me.
Soybeans, which nobody even knows what those are, and you just throw out the price. Right. Like, really?
I did this thing at a barbecue one day. We saw an eagle in a tree at our neighbor's house here. I was like, oh, an eagle. Everybody's freaking out. I'm like, yeah, eagles tend to stay about 60 feet off the ground, especially if they have a big meal. They like to be up a little bit higher than they typically are just to digest. And I went on for like 5 minutes.
That's great. Everybody's like, wow.
This old timer finally looks at me. He goes, do you even know what the hell you're talking about?
No, I don't. But I'm an entertainer. So, yeah. Exactly. No, he's doing that. And then Johnny's got a little book signing too this week. So he's getting out of the studio a little bit, which is good.
Something he wrote or just freelancing?
Something he wrote. I think it was a while ago.
He doesn't just run around and sign books willy-nilly.
John, I wouldn't put that past him. Hey, tell me about, we have music we kind of feature on our shows on Fridays, and we use Dennis from the Glam Band comes in, and we feature someone, an up-and-coming artist locally in the music scene. Are there up-and-coming comedians, or is that like a thing for you've been there? I don't see a lot.
I think there's definitely up and coming comedians. I tend to meet the ones who are sort of already more established.
Right.
But I know they have open mics and stuff like that. But if you guys want some names, I could throw some names your way.
It's just fun to, you know, cause it's going to be fun to look back in a year or two and say, man, they were on my show. And totally. But there are some great musicians in this community that are, really, I mean, yeah, you got to have a little bit of luck. You got to have talent to begin with, but you have to have a little bit of luck. But I just think there's a lot of opportunity out there in the music scene. And like I said, I love comedians, so I want to lean into this a little bit more.
Yeah, I just found out locally here, I live in the Marinette area, that we have two Whammy winners here. And I was like, how did I not know this? So I'm like trying to get them on the show just because I think that's pretty cool, but sometimes they fly under the radar. Like with comedians, I only know typically the more well-known ones, but you have great comedians right there in Northeast Wisconsin.
Well, one of them is not here anymore, but he's just doing his other show. No, Johnny's funny. I enjoy it.
I said great comedians, Jim, not wannabe actors.
But he was, and he's got the certificate somewhere on his desk. I can't find it. He was the actor of the year in Nugani High School.
No, was it Nugani or was it at
Arizona State?
Yeah, Arizona State. Yeah, no, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was Nugani High School.
No, it was, wasn't it?
He was not at, Nugani had like 8 students in his class. He did not, he wasn't. He talks about it. What he does is he talks about, I was the actor of the year at Nugani High School and I went to Arizona State. So everybody thinks it's like Arizona State, but it has nothing to do with the actor of the year. That's my take on it. But
that's a very political way to say things. I was the actor of the year in high school. I went to Arizona State.
Right.
So they equate.
And they're like, oh, wow. Well, yeah. Well, but maybe I don't think I'm wrong, but we'll see.
No, he got it was Arizona State, Jim, because I know because I was setting up the show one night, and I hear the front door open, and he barges in, and he's waving his certificate in the air right while I'm in the middle of opening the show. And he sits down, and he said, I just wanted to prove to you that I was a really good actor, and he showed me the certificate. And then he hung out for like 10 minutes, and he left, his acting certificate on the desk there. So we obviously really
okay. You know. I think we're confusing a couple things here, Pete. And I'll clear this up tomorrow.
I'm sorry, that was Warren Beatty that came in.
No, I think he was. He has a certificate of acting at Arizona State, but he was Actor of the Year in Nugani High School. He wasn't. That's the difference. So that's typical Mino. He talks. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. I don't want to talk about him. He's not here.
Did you know also, though, that John has 9 years of tap and 7 years of ballet under his belt?
I thought that was Jim. Jim's got tap.
I got tap. Okay. That was me. I got tap. But
Actually, I had that leading role in Sound of Music, too.
Got
fitted for that lovely dress that she wears on the mountaintop.
Okay. Pete, have you tap danced?
I've tap danced around certain topics.
Oh, yes, I know. That is like... I'm telling you, that's like jump roping. That is tough.
Oh, I love it. Listen, I love watching someone who's great at it.
Yeah,
you know, but no,
that wouldn't be me.
Tried it myself.
Oh, I'm saying it's more work. You get more winded than you think. It looks like you're just shuffling your feet, but it is. Anyways, tough. But anyway,
Jim, you and I ought to dance.
I'll pass.
Not slow dance, just a nice waltz or a rumba.
I'll pass. We had
a couple of polls this morning, Pete. Pineapple on a pizza, yes or no?
No way.
No.
What? That's what I had last night. I made.
Why?
Because I make pizzas, and I don't want to have the same pizza, so I make different types. And one of them was pineapple and ham and like that Hawaiian pizza, some peppers.
Get a pizza and get a bowl of pineapple on the side.
Yeah. I don't think so.
We got a text that says Actor of the Year at Wasabi Community College. That's what it was, Jim.
Wasabi?
Yep.
That's still open?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Okay.
They have a John Mino wing in there.
Wasabi. Did you spell that right?
That's good.
I don't know. That was a text that came in.
Oh, okay. Hey, Pete, I want to talk a little bit about your show that's coming up. Stick around for just a couple minutes, okay? We're
going to
take a quick break. We're going to be back with Pete Schwab, host of Nightlight here on WGBW. We're going to be right back. All right, welcome back. Boy, did you listen to that commercial at Terry Barr? That's a lot of piano in there, huh?
I didn't know
if that was you playing the piano. Terry Barr just did that Ice Age Trail thing, and it was just very, very heavy on the piano. And I didn't know if that was you, but then I you're on the screen, and it wasn't you. So anyway, I just wanted to get that cleared up. But you play the piano, Pete.
Pre-recorded.
Yes, you play.
I don't.
Well, then why do you have a baby grand piano?
Jim,
I mean, that's not cheap.
That's a fake background.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. Todd. Amanda just said, oh, my God.
Come on, Todd.
I don't want the mayor to look stupid, so I have to point that
thank
stuff
you,
out.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
Pete, you would have just let me go with that. That wasn't very nice.
I'm like Diana Ross. Before every interview, I have the living room redone. The funny thing is my parents are moving into a smaller house and they have a huge grand piano. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I wanted to take it, but my sister's going to get it because she has more room and she lives alone, but they're beautiful furniture. Even if you don't play, it's great to have a piano.
And we grew up with one of those in the house and my sister was, we all played, but my sister was like really, really, really good. And she gets the piano as she should. She's like, and she's got the room for it. Actually we all got the room, but. No, she deserves the piano. Okay.
You're welcome to come over and play anytime. Okay. We can do Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul, I play that. I've got a recording of that. We used to have pianos over the city, and people would just come and sit down and play. And we had one on the city deck, and my daughter and I went and played Heart and Soul. I will find that. And I'll give that to Todd. Hey, all right, tell me about this. Your show, it's taken off. We need that, right? We need to hear, we got kind of politics. We got the local stuff. We got Civic Media leans in a little bit to politics during the day, right? But it's nice to just break away from that and listen to you.
It's fun. You know, I've done a lot of things over the course of my career, be it stand-up comedy, screenwriting, some acting, hosting. It's like the perfect show for me because I get to talk about all of those things on a nightly basis. And I get to see, you know, talk about movies I'm watching and TV we're all watching. Everybody binge watches TV. We have great discussions on the show about what people are watching and what they're losing themselves in. Like I just finished Presumed Innocent on Apple TV. I just saw Twisters and Long Legs this weekend. It's made me a better TV watcher and movie goer, Jim, which is important in life. I think we all know.
What's the movie that's breaking all these records, that R-rated movie?
R-rated movie.
It just came out, I just read that this morning or yesterday. It's like, well, making a gazillion dollars. I wouldn't know it if you mentioned it. So that's
isn't it Deadpool?
Oh, Deadpool is probably what you're talking about. Yeah, it's I've not seen Deadpool yet. I have to be honest. I have absolutely no desire to see Deadpool, but I'm going to see it, Jim, because I'm going to take it for the team.
You got
to
do that.
The movie that broke tons of records this summer is Inside Out 2, which is it's a kid's movie, but it's a great movie about helping kids deal with anxiety. And even adults could get something out of it. Like I think every teen should see this movie. And I've not said that about a movie since Porky's, by the way.
Wow.
Inside Out 2 is outstanding. And I saw Twisters yesterday.
Was that good? Movie.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Like, Hollywood always tries to shoehorn a love scene or a love, like a romance in there. And just when it started to get like, oh, come on, they dialed it back. So it's good. There's a nice chemistry between the two leads. The effects are amazing. It's a fun movie. It's a great summer movie.
What's better, Twister, the original, or Twisters?
I think Twisters. I think the original was a little hammier to me and a little more hokey, but, I have to give it a rewatch, and I have no desire to do that.
Hey, we talk about people, this whole binge-watching thing, and I don't really watch TV, but I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago, I watched Breaking Bad, and I got just totally addicted to it. And then I took this break for, I don't know, 8, 9 years. But then I got it, and I know these are all old. I'm aging myself. But then I got into Suits. Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
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 Did you?
Good show.
All right. Was that like a great show? Like, no, if you look Breaking Bad was great, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was like probably one of the best, right?
Really good show. Yeah.
Right.
Different, great premise, just great acting.
Everything about
it was really good.
Yeah.
And if there's a show to get addicted to, Jim, it's a show about drug abuse. Yeah, it was a good show.
Or getting addicted to. Tell me I want to hear what you have to say about Suits. I switched my music on. I just want to tell you, Pete, how excited I was after I watched that. My show, that Lean Local on Sundays at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I changed the music to be Suits music, Walker. And
sweet.
I did. Cause I just love that show. So are you with me on that? Is that one of the best?
Yeah. Pete, you know what? I gotta be honest. I've seen,
I mean, I thought you'd say, oh, God, Jim, you get an eye for this stuff.
Well, you know, you got to watch a show more than once every 8 years, Jim, before you be considered an aficionado.
That is a good point.
Like Suits. I've seen about 3 or 4 episodes, and it's something that I will probably go back to at some point, but I just get distracted with the new flavor of the month. And the weird thing about content is there's so much of it. People say, oh, I haven't seen that yet. And it's like, you can't keep up with everything. There are so many great shows on. It wasn't like when we were younger, when you had 3 channels.
Right.
And, you know, most of the times the shows weren't that great and they don't hold up. But now you have so much to choose from. It's a great time to be alive.
All right. And you're picking
Sorry,
the best.
Pete, so, I disagree.
Uh-oh. Amanda disagrees.
That was Amanda. She disagreed with you. See?
I disagree that you can't keep up because they keep canceling everything.
What did they cancel? What do you mean?
What did they cancel?
Let's see. So last year I was watching a variety of like 5 shows and they canceled 4 of them.
Whoa.
After either the first season
or the show just
the
ended
season,
its run.
Or of course the Netflix 3-season rule.
That's because Amanda was the only one watching it. So
yeah, that's going to do it.
Pete, tell me
yeah,
again.
I don't know.
Tonight, tomorrow, I want to give me your lineup again this week. We're going to run out of time here, but I love your show. I love listening to it. Like I said, I didn't want to get on my way back from school. I just love tuning in. You just seem to keep it moving no matter who your guest is. I think you're a great interviewer.
Let's have you on again to talk about Breaking Bad. I love when you come on the show, Jim. It's so much fun. No, I'm serious. I really mean that. Thank you for the nice words. I enjoy your show as well. Tonight I got Steve Cochran and comedian Zane Lamprey. Steve was a radio legend on WGN Radio in Chicago, and he's looking for his next gig now. Zane Lamprey's on tonight. He's a nationally touring comedian. Mike Mercury, a comedian from Madison, is on tomorrow night. Dwayne Kennedy, an Emmy-winning comedian, is on Wednesday night. Got a Mad TV writer on Thursday.
Awesome.
Terry Barr Friday.
All right.
It's going
to
be fun.
And every night is Pete Schwabba. That's great. 7 to 9 here at WGBW. I want to thank our guest today, besides Pete Schwabba, is Tony Walter, book signing coming up Thursday, Rob Demosky, who, of course, is with ESPN, and Maria Parmesan. Parmigan.
Nope. Parmigiani.
Parmigiani.
There you go.
From TV2 Traffic Report. So, all right, thanks for joining us today. We will see you tomorrow. This is Mine on the Mayor. See ya.